Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Hop-Ons podcast. My name is Colin Cox.
I am John Phelps.
John, what are we doing?
We are talking about the best comedy show ever? Ever.
I would agree. I'm not a television scholar. I don't know if that's a thing. It is, actually. It's media studies. Anyway, but I would with very little hesitation say Arrested Development is maybe the greatest TV show ever.
Yeah, absolutely. The best writing, best timing for a show, best pacing, best jokes, everything best.
And this podcast of ours, it is a review revisit podcast where we will watch an episode, and we're watching it in sequential order, and it's on Netflix. We're watching an episode, we're talking about it, and that's what the podcast is.
Yeah, so we really hope you enjoy it.
I certainly hope you enjoy it as well. And we thought today we might say this is just a preview episode. Near the end of the episode, I'll edit in a clip from the episode itself just to give you a sense of how we're talking about the show. But yeah. John, when did you first become aware that Arrested Development was a thing?
Oh, right. I was in college the first time. I've been about five times. I don't recommend you do that. The first time I went to college, it was just on one night. I don't know why I was watching it, but I think it was either the pilot or really close to the pilot, and it just caught me. The pacing of it, the jokes, how sharp it is, how different it was at the time, it just grabbed me. And I think from that moment on, I bought the first season on DVD. I shared it around to everybody. And I remember when you and I first became friends, that was one of the biggest things we bonded over, was Arrested Development. That was how it was with like a lot of my friends.
I wanted to say I don't remember. I certainly didn't find it on TV. I want to say you probably introduced it to me, and you said, hey, you should watch this show. He and I did a bit of community theater together younger and more vulnerable years. And he, after a couple of weeks, I believe you said something like, hey, you might like this show. You make jokes like people on the show, and I think you would really like it. I really like it and see what you think. And I was just enamored with it. It's one of those seminal moments in my life when I think about, okay, what type of entertainment has informed and influenced who you are?
Yeah.
And I would put a pin in a couple of different things, but Arrested Development is definitely one of those properties where I would put a pin in it and say, okay, this is, not only has it helped me build a kind of community where I could say things to people like Jono, for example, and he completely understands, but it's just objectively an amazing and funny TV show.
Absolutely.
It's one of the funniest. It's from beginning to end, even in season three, which season three at times is a bit of a mixed bag. Arrested Development at its worst is better than most shows at their best.
I 100% agree with
and
that.
And it's, God, it's so funny, and I can't wait. This week I watched the pilot probably four times this week. I just couldn't. I was making a peanut butter sandwich. I usually listen to a podcast. Instead, I just put season one on. It's so great.
I watched the pilot again today, and it just has me hooked. Like, I want to watch the whole thing again right now. Right. Yeah.
It's so great. It's so great. Well, anything else, John?
No. I really hope you guys enjoy venturing through this with us.
I know. And it's nice to revisit, because it's been some time for me, and I've seen a lot more television since the last time I saw Arrested Development, and read more books, and I'm a bit older and more mature, and I know you are as well.
Yeah.
So it's nice to go back to it and see, does this show, because this show at this point, season one is well over a decade old. Does this show still do for us now what it did 12 years ago?
Yeah.
And I believe based on our impressions of the pilot, it definitely does. It's still just as good. And I don't know if many shows, a lot of shows like Friends or Gilmore Girls, those shows now traffic in nostalgia, right? So
sure,
I'm nostalgic for a particular moment in my life, and that's why I think this is funny. Or I'm nostalgic for the 90s, and to some degree, Friends reflects a 90s sensibility. This show doesn't do that.
No.
I'm not nostalgic for a particular moment in time when I watch it. It's just funny because it's funny, and there's something special about that.
I 100%. agree with that. I can't wait to revisit all the ridiculous moments with Job and Buster and everybody. I'm so, so happy.
I am too. I am too. Well, here's a quick preview of season one, episode one, our conversation of the pilot. But he also, another funny thing, we never see Job use a magic wand, really, but it's in the segue when he's trying to convince Micah. Yeah, so it's you can see it. It's positioned on the left in the basket. It's the only time we see Job with a wand, really.
Like the mise-en-scene's perfect for that.
Yeah,
let's
it is.
Let's give Job a wand.
Yeah, it's when he's trying to convince Michael to let him do the Aztec tomb at the party, and there's just a little magic wand sitting there.
And that brings me to the point where I think that the segue humor in this is so funny. Like, Job always being on a segue and using it to get out of situations, it's just, it's so goddamn funny. It's so funny.
Well, he uses the segue for comedic humor. I mean, the same way the droids are used comedically in Star Wars, just the way they're falling and bumbling about, and the way other other real actors are asked to interact with them, the way he interacts with the Segway. And there's a, this is later, I believe, in season two, when he's trying to make a point, he pushes the Segway towards someone. And it's, but we get a lot of that. We get a lot of that in this episode. The turn when he turns away from Michael after he's revealed that Lindsay is actually in town. Yeah. It's God, it's so funny. You're
it's
right.
And so great.
I wonder how much, I want to know how much time Will Arnett spent on a Segway.
Yeah, it almost became a part of him. He had to get to know that thing like very, very deeply. They had to have a connection.
I know.
It's because it's like a part of Job's character.
Indeed. But I think this is my point. I would guess, because this is just a pilot for a network TV show, actors, when you listen to them, especially TV actors, talk about how many pilots they've made in relation to how many have actually been produced. It's staggering just how many pilots actors
make. It's unbelievable, yeah.
But he is so convincing on this segue. But I can't imagine he would have spent that much time practicing with it.